Sometimes it takes outsiders to help you see what you love in a fresh way. My wife and I took a couple of friends to a baseball game this week, Anne-Marie from France and Nishant from India. Our 4-year-old brought her glove and ate a tub of cotton candy. Our 7-month-old tried to eat the glove. Anne-Marie pointed at the field in surprise and asked, "How old are these athletes?" I got defensive. "Baseball's a game of complexities," I said. "It takes time to learn the subtleties. Most great stars are in their 30s. Then I realized she'd pointed at the Chicago Cubs' first base coach. Matt Sinatra is 49, which is not much older than Roger Clemens, but from the look of it, Matt Sinatra's been hired for his baseball acumen, not his athletic prowess. He certainly isn't the conditioning coach. The game was played in Washington, D.C., but half the crowd seemed to be draped in Cubby blue. Cub fans seemed to wear team jerseys and silly hats. The Nat fans kept sending messages on their Blackberries. Our 4-year-old ate a hot dog. Our 7-month-old ate her napkin. I explained the game's essentials to our friends. If the pitcher throws a ball over the plate, it's a strike. Unless it misses, then it's a ball. Or if it's a hit, it's a hit. Unless it's caught, then it's an out. 3 strikes and you're out, I said. And a man walks if he has 4 balls. Thought I could see Anne-Marie's eyes really widen at that one. Anne-Marie asked, "Why doesn't the man who squats behind the plate run out and catch the ball before the man with the stick can hit it?" I could have answered, "That's not baseball." Instead, I thought, what a brilliant idea. Now, Nishant is a mad keen cricket fan who understands bats, balls, and bases, but he thought the game often seemed mere distraction from all the hot dog eating, beer drinking, T-shirt shooting, and on-field promotions. At one point, an insurance company ran a race between enormous mock-up puppets of 5 U.S. presidents, including one that looked like Larry King. Did I miss Larry King being president?
"I, Larry King, do solemnly swear to preserve, protect, and defend Paris Hilton."
Anyway, Anne-Marie asked, "They just let these people run onto the field into the middle of the game?" I said, "No, they have to pay for it." Our 4-year-old got a big foam rubber floppy hand to wave. Our 7-month-old tried to eat it. Whenever a Cub reached first base, their fans applauded in a way that, say, French people cheer for Jerry Lewis. And a woman sitting behind us, who'd been following the tutorial, asked, "If the Cubs are so bad, how do they have so many fans?"
Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free, and the doormat of the National League. Told his friends, "You know the law of averages says anything will happen that can. That's what it says. But the last time the Cubs won a National League pennant was the year we dropped the bomb on Japan. The Cubs made me a criminal, sent me down a wayward path. They stole my youth from me. That's the truth. I'd forsake my teachers to go sit in the bleachers in flagrant truancy. And then one thing led to another, and soon I discovered alcohol, gambling, dope,